96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. A deadly terror attack in Paris has once again captured the attention of the world. It's the first of several issues we'll discuss tonight at the Reporters' Roundtable. Of course, we'll also talk about the presidential debates and campaigns and the movement on majority campuses sparked by black students. What's going on there? My guests are April Rain, editor-at-large of New Tribe magazine, and Charles Ellison, reporter for Politic365.com and TheRoot.com. Lines are open. Give me a call if you want to chime in at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Charles, April, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, man. I got to correct you, though. I'm not, no longer with P365.
Oh, no, really? Okay, forgive me.
Philly Tribune and TheRoot.com. That's all right.
Boy, I tell you, you know, black
man's
got
a long while.
Black man's got to keep a job, right? Is that right? April, are you there?
I am here. Welcome. Thank you, guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. April, ladies first here. We've had, what, four Republican debates, two Democratic debates, and I've got to tell you, this to me has been one of the most entertaining presidential election years I've seen probably ever in my life. What's going on here? Let's start with the Republicans, April.
I'm not sure what's going on. You know, it's sort of like a clown car. They just keep coming out of the woodwork with, and you know, we just had Governor Jindal drop out, but there's still over a dozen Republican candidates. So it seems like these debates, they're going around and around, and finally they're talking a little bit more about substance. But until we can narrow it down to perhaps three or four, it just seems like wasted effort.
Go right ahead.
The thing about this is no one is begrudging folks on the Republican side for running for president. It's you can do that. The Constitution allows it.
Anybody can do it.
The big question is,
right,
but the big question is some of the top of the field contenders, the folks who are the front runners right now, folks like Donald Trump, Ben Carson, you have to question whether or not they're taking the office of the presidency seriously. This is about being the commander in chief. This is about being the leader of the free world. It's a very complex job. And you've got one guy who's a billionaire, but, you know, he's a real estate mogul, and he has basically the grammar, the language of a fourth grader. And then you've got someone who's Ben Carson, who's essentially swerved out of his neurosurgeon lane, right? Mm-hmm. And he's going into elected office for the very first time. They both are. And he doesn't have a grasp of very basic things like, you know, like the map of the United States, for example. You were showing me a few months ago.
April, did you see that today? The Washington Post reporting that this is coming out of the Carson campaign, that there's a map that the map of the United States that shows states out of place.
Right. And you know, and we've seen that so many times with him. He has no grasp whatsoever of foreign policy, yet he's quick to criticize President Obama with his choices and the decisions that he's made. And yet when you want to press him about specific platforms that he has, he says that, you know, it's a gotcha moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to be the president of the United States, there are no gotcha moments. You need to be ready, be able to pronounce the names of foreign dignitaries, know where countries and states are on the map, and know how you would best lead this country forward.
But let's talk about the Democrats also. Obviously, a lot of people thinking that Hillary Clinton is a step away from being the presumptive nominee. And yet she comes with a lot of the insider baggage, and certainly the terror attacks, for example, in Paris, probably will raise some questions about, you know, her leadership, considering the Benghazi situation and her ties to the Obama administration and the kind of criticism that the Obama administration has received.
Yeah, I mean, it raises some questions about her ability to navigate the geopolitical space because she was Secretary of State for a few years. Her management of Benghazi, not just that, her management of the relationship, for example, between the United States and Russia, United States and China, also just her management of also what's been happening in that Iraq-Syria battle space. But at the same time, you know, folks, particularly on the Democratic side and even on the Republican side, that's why they're very nervous about her, still recognize that's her wheelhouse, foreign politics, foreign affairs. She's still not just because she's Secretary of State, but also looking beyond that or before that when she was Senator of New York and also First Lady. She actually knows them intimately. And so that gives her that kind of gravitas and weight. You know, the bad thing with the Democrats' last point is that they're just letting Republicans suck up all the oxygen in the room by letting them have so many debates compared to now Democratic debates where, you know, they're not prime time. They're held on Friday, Saturday nights.
Yeah, that was
nobody's really watching.
Last
so,
Saturday.
You know, that's really problematic and challenging for the Democratic Party. They really need to get their brand out there, and they need to sort if they really want to be competitive come the general election and stop letting Republicans dominate those airwaves so much.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're sitting at the reporters' roundtable talking about some of the top stories of the week. If you have a comment, if you have a question, certainly you can join the conversation tonight again, 202-319-7810. We'll go back to that in a bit. I did want to touch on the Paris terror attacks. There are so many moving pieces to this. Obviously, one of the most horrific attacks in that country we've heard since World War II. And there were more actions today. There was a female suicide bomber who blew herself up. They are still looking for the mastermind, whether they're looking for him in the body pieces that are in that apartment or they're still looking at him in other parts of the country. With that said, I want to talk about this one particular thing, and I want you both to comment on this, and I'll start with you, April. One of the things that I noticed shortly after this, as we saw on social media, we saw the white, blue, and red signs or flags that were posted on Facebook, and we saw people tweeting about that, particularly black people. But there's been a small number of black people who say, "Well, gosh, we're showing a lot of love and support for Paris, for France, but nothing for Kenya, which also endured a terrorist attack recently." Is that a valid argument? Is that something that we really should be thinking about? Are they right when they voice that criticism? April, what do you think about that?
I think that they are right to some extent. I think that we should not attempt to compare and contrast tragedies, right? Because any life lost is too many. But, you know, no one is talking about bring back our girls and Boko Haram anymore. Mm-hmm. And those girls are still missing for over a year. What happened in France is, in fact, a tragedy, you know, but there are many people that are saying, well, what about what is happening here at home? You know, we are still finding domestic terrorist cells who just a couple of gentlemen were arrested the other day who were planning on blowing up more black churches in the South. So, you know, I think that we are nuanced enough that we can multitask and say what is happening in France is a tragedy, but we need to be very careful about, you know, I'm more interested in the issue of refugees and not allowing Syrians in the country as some American politicians would have us do, because I think that is a mistake. And the extremism that we're seeing from them with respect to the lack of respect for Muslim people and brown people in general is much more concerning to me.
Charles.
Well, you know, the thing, and let's talk about the strategic value of what's been taking place in Africa. So Islamic State hit Paris. Islamic State hit Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Boko Haram is now formally an Islamic State franchise that pledged allegiance to Islamic State back in March. And even formally, openly, and even before then, it was still operating with the Islamic State. So if we're going to be hitting terrorism, if we're trying to eliminate or eradicate it, and I write about this just yesterday in TheRoot.com about like that we have to be. It's very important, and it is appropriate to bring up the fact that especially mainstream news outlets have virtually ignored the terror battle space that's taking place, particularly in West Africa. So yes, you did mention Kenya, mm-hmm. Al-Shabaab, which is not formally affiliated with IS, but hit Kenya very hard. There was a college campus that killed 150 students. Then you had the Westgate Mall incident last year.
Exactly.
200 people killed, suburban Nairobi. So, but you had 2,000 people in one day killed in the town of Baga in Nigeria by Islamic State-affiliated Boko Haram. Nigeria, the biggest economy on the African continent, also the most populated country in Africa. It's of enormous strategic value as an energy supplier. So it's you know, of course, obviously, France being a NATO member and it's being a U.S. ally, and it's in close sort of socio-economic proximity to us as
and
Americans.
Not to mention it, you know,
that's understandable for us
to
react to what we have.
Allegiance,
but you're going to have to pay attention to what's happening in places like Nigeria as well.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ashley calling from D.C. Ashley, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I think that there needs to be immigration reform in America. Mm-hmm. And the reason why a lot of people like Donald Trump, because that's what he speaks about. And our president wanted us several months ago to allow 10,000 Syrians into the United States. Here's the thing. I have no problem with people coming here to America, but look at the statistics. Do they ever volunteer to help to give back? Also, let me say one thing. If you're going to allow them to come here the same way you give community service to convicts and felons, there should be some laws implemented where community service needs to be a mandatory requirement to even have United States citizenship. There should be laws put in place where they want to come here, okay, give back to us the same way we give you free college tuition. We give you free this. They don't even hire us in their businesses. We can't go to the 7-Eleven. We can't go to the Exxon and try to get a job there. But they come here. They give all their people jobs here. They look out for all their people. There should be mandatory requirements put in place for illegal immigrants to step up, give back to the American people because we give them everything. We provide them food.
All right, Ashley, I got you. Thank you. I appreciate your passion. Thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to, who's this? Is this San in Frederick?
Yes, sir.
Yes, go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to make a comment. There are lots of comparisons, as you all mentioned, that are drawn on Facebook
mm-hmm.
between the amount of allegiance that we give to the French people who lost their lives in this horrible tragedy and the emphasis on issues that are more concentrated to the needs of African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very valid argument. I mean, when you look at what happened to the nine brothers and sisters who lost their lives to domestic terrorist attacks in South Carolina.
Yep.
Yes, we had media focus, but it wasn't the same level of outcry.
Well, hold on for a minute. San, don't go anywhere. Please don't hang up because I want you to continue your point, and I've got to take a break. If you are on the phone, Moses just calling in. Stay with us. William in Capitol Heights, please hang on. I will take your calls. Line still open. Keep trying. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll continue with this conversation on Sirius XM in just 15 seconds. Keep calling. We'll take your calls in just